in the name of Jesus. Make a way for everyone in this congregation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let no one be left untouched. Thank you for hearing and answering us. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Can you greet one or two persons and say, welcome to your new beginning? Say, welcome to your new beginning. This second service is not full. I won't say it's not full. Praise God. Say it is not full. It will be full next week. I will make it full next week. Say for yourself. Say, I will make it full next week. I will bring somebody to church next week. Amen. Revelations 3 verse 20. You know, our theme for the month is welcome. Revelation 12:3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Who would like to be at the dinner table with the Lord? Okay, some people don't want to be at dinner table with the Lord. I say, who would want to be at the dinner table with the Lord? You will not miss the marriage supper of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I'm knocking at the door. I'm knocking at the door of your heart. He said, if you open to me, I will come in. I will not force my way in. Praise God. I will not force my way in. I am waiting patiently for you. When you have finished your perambulating, when you have finished enjoying, quote and unquote, and have decided you want to find me, I'll be there waiting for you. I am knocking. Open the door of your heart to me, and I will come in. And I will rejoice with you. I will dine with you. God will not share a temple with idols. He will not share you with iniquity. It says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, I am holy. So it's not enough to say, I've answered the altar call. I am born again. Praise God. It is not enough. There's a lot to be done. So I want to encourage somebody as we are starting this morning to open the doors of your heart to the Lord so that you can finish well. You say, Father, you know there's a difference between praying and decreeing. I hope you know that, because you will make a decree concerning yourself now. Say, I decree. In this Christian race, I will finish well. I will finish strong. Nothing will hinder me. I say, nothing will hinder me. The door I have opened to God will never be shut. I will not backslide. Hell will not know me. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who are sitting down obviously don't understand what the decree is. Amen. On a daily basis, there are things trying to pull you back. Is that correct? You know, if there's nothing trying to pull you back, that means you don't have any quarrel with the devil. That means God doesn't know your name. If you are the child of God and I declare you are a child of God, Satan raises the host of hell to come after you. Because he must fulfill his ministry. What is ministry? What is ministry? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. And what is one of Jesus? I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So the devil will work hard. And you, God has given you all power. And what he says to you, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So that's why I always say, for us as Christians, do you know when you commit sin, it is not the devil, it is you who decided to commit sin. That sounds harsh, Abby, but it is the truth. Because it means that you did not resist. Amen. The Bible says we should resist unto blood. Resist even if it cost your life. But majority of us, we refuse to resist too. Let me tell you something. If you have failed to resist, you are not the first one to fail. Remember one of the apostles? Which one was that one now? Say, Jesus, I will never, ever, ever abandon. Even every man abandon you, I will not abandon you. Who was that man? You are not the first one. But God restored him. Amen. How many of us here, let me take a sense of whether there anybody who was like me, gave his life to Christ and backslid? I'm number one here. Any such person? You guys are lucky. Because if you backslide and come back, God had mercy on you. Telling you. And I'm the one here showed mercy. Because I went into backsliding, but he brought me back. And I said, bye-bye to Yama Yama. Amen. So the things that are trying to pull you down, they are there every day. So it is your duty to resist. Praise God. And the Bible says that the devil is a coward. When you resist him, he will flee from you. Stand on your feet. We must have restoration today. He said, my father, I come against every principality, pulling me back towards hell. They have gathered, but not by God. For my sake, they will fall. In the mighty name of Jesus, can you declare, name those things by name. Call those temptations that are trying to pull you back. Call all of them by name. Call everything that is trying to pull you back. Call them by name. Declare that they will not overcome you. Say, I am an overcomer. I have overcome them in the name of Jesus. I have overcome them. Anger. Who is that? Anger. Say, I will overcome anger. I have overcome you. Anger. Who is that? Anger is holding you back. Rakatarabalakotori baba. Say, I have overcome anger today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. The one with anger, let me gist you. I saw a scripture. It said, anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. Check your phone, you'll find it. Anger lies in the bosom. And then I saw another one that says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Simultaneous equation. Anger lies in the bosom of a fool. A fool says in his heart that there is no God. An angry man is a godless man. Mathematician, is that correct? Anger lies in the bosom of a fool. A fool says in his heart there is no God. You find out that whenever blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Are you shining as lights? Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yeah. And if I be offered up, we go. Yes, please come forward. Come quickly. Come to the front quickly. When you begin to walk in righteousness, he will establish you. Thou shalt be far from oppression. I said, thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Stand on your feet, say, my Father, my Father. The grace for righteousness on every occasion. Release afresh upon me in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver me from every oppression in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from every oppression in the name of Jesus. The King of deliverance from every terror of Boko Haram, of kidnappers, of terrorists. Father, deliver me from every terror in the mighty name of Jesus. Yaba lako soko shemo soko shemo toro baba. Yataka laba labo toko toro baba. Deliver me from every terror. Deliver me from every terror. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't know who you are. You just feel, when you are going to work, I don't have much time, but when you are going to work, you are anxious because you don't know what will come of that work today, because you are anxious because you are being oppressed in your office. It's like there's a gang up against you. Listen to what it says. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whoso shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Say my first in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. Say my Father, I lift up my hand to heaven. Because I'm your child and my life is hid in Christ in God, I declare that no weapon formed against me or my family shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, it shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. Alakoto kori baba, lakoto kori baba. Hey! Mabuta karaba, lakoto kotori baba, lakoto kotori baba. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me. A lot of people are suffering from curses and covenants they don't know anything about. And some, they put their hand into it by themselves. Praise God. You know, Isaiah 49. 24, it says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty or the lawful captive delivered? That means you have entered by yourself, number one, or your parents have entered on your behalf, or your spouse have entered on your behalf. So they have legal authority over you. But thus said the Lord God, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with you, and I will save your children. Listen to me. Lawful captivity. I've told the story, but let me not go to the story, but let me give you a generic example. A young man and a young woman in the university or in the secondary school, even these days in primary school, they cut their fingers are put together and their blood mixes. He say, we will never leave each other. That's a blood covenant, is it not so? It's a blood covenant. I've seen one who they read that covenant. She was in the university. Then the cult leader who she did it with was now bringing other women into the house. And she practically ran mad. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray for yourself. Parents, you will pray for your children. Every covenant, every evil covenant I've entered into, or my children have entered into, I stand on the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And the authority I have as their parents. And Lord, I declare, because I'm your child, I nullify that covenant in the mighty name of Jesus. They have no effect. Can you pray for yourself? Every covenant I've entered into, willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unwillingly, working against my life, Father, I destroy by fire. Lord of Lords, I break the chains now. I break the chain now. I break the chain now. I break every chain. I break every chain. What's she doing there? I break every chain. 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 Every chain that has held me back, I break every chain. In the mighty name of Jesus, for break every.
In the name of Jesus, break the chain.
Father, in this congregation, break every chain. Everything that's holding them back, break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Lord.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, there is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, wonder-working power. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break the chains. Father, in this congregation, break every chain. Everything that's holding them back, break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Lord. Break every chain, Lord.
Break
every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh, there is power.
There is power.
To break every chain,
break every chain. You will be there with me. And through the rivers, they will not overflow me. He said, when I walk through fire, I shall not be bound. Neither shall the flame kindle upon me. So my Father, I lift up my hands to heaven. Say, Father, deliver me from every trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. When I read this scripture, what I heard is they are coming back. I don't know who you are, your child or your children. He didn't mention through the cause. He didn't mention through the
cause.
You have been a Christian for a long time. In fact, if we are grading Christians by age, you are an old Christian. But you know, and you know, and you know that you're a baby Christian. It's not by age. It is by your relationship with God. Can you go on your knees this morning and say, Father, help me to grow. Help me to grow. Help me to grow. Help me to grow. Can you tell him, help me, I want to grow. I want to grow. Tell him, I want to grow. I want to grow in your knowledge. I want to grow in wisdom. I want to grow in anointing. Because we're going to ask him to anoint you even where you are. If you want to begin to walk with him, you want him to give you a new beginning, can you go down on your knees and just talk to him? Say, Father, give me a new beginning. Ah, I want power. I want power to walk with you. I need power. I need power to walk with you. I need your power. I need your power. I need your power to walk with you. Can you tell him? He said we should covet the best gift. What gifts are you looking for? What gifts do you want him? Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, working of miracles. Which one? Gifts of healings, gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues. He said, covet ye the best gifts.
Anointing fall on me.
Can you just lay your hands on your heads?
Anointing fall on me.
Let the power of the Lord. Exploit, let it follow me. Anointing to heal the sick, anointing to deliver the oppressed. Father, let it follow me. Anointing to evangelize, let it follow me. Malaboso koshebo tori baba. Can you pray? What do you desire of the Lord? In Jesus' name, we are praying. Daddy, I ask in the name of Jesus that you anoint your children to fulfill the ministry you have called them to. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, heal, deliver, and restore. Make a way where there seems to be no way. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Can you come forward with your tithes if you